When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is the weirdest story you are going to hear all month.
Yeah, what happened?
Because it starts terrifying.
Yeah.
A woman and her young children being held against their will.
Yeah, it's horrifying.
It ends with an arrest, but not the arrest you'd anticipate, and a whole bunch of questions left unanswered. And there are two likely explanations.
Okay.
One that makes sense and is diabolical. The other that is strange but understandable. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. He's back, baby!
Who's back?
You!
Oh, yeah.
Tommy is back from his trip, see, and family. Great to have you.
Oh, so nice.
Everybody
to be
missed
back.
You so much, yeah. And our ratings plummeted again. So this is a story that was happening early yesterday morning. It was breaking and changing while we were on the air.
Mm.
And because of that, it being a little sensitive, we waited till today to do it because it looked like it was going to be a very scary situation. Late Monday night, police in Irondequoit got a call for a kidnapping.
Jesus.
Around 9 o'clock at night, a mother of a 2- and 4-year-old said that she and her children were being held against their will.
So she called the cops like in mid-kidnapping?
Yes, that's what it sounds
all
like.
All right.
The person who made the call, we believe it's this woman, said that she and their kids were in a car on their way to the city of Rochester but hadn't made it there yet.
With their kidnapper.
Yeah, with this person who's holding them against their
will.
But
she's making the call.
Yeah. Yes, she is.
With the kidnapper.
Unless she found, maybe she found a way to get out of what the situation was, made a quick call, but this is what's going to happen.
This is wild.
Oh, I didn't realize she made the call.
It sounds like she may have made the call.
Okay.
Unless I'm wrong about that. The phone number's...
A woman called, but they didn't know who the woman was. I guess you could assume.
Okay, I shouldn't assume, because when you assume... You're an idiot. So the search was on.
That's how that goes.
And Tommy, that is a frantic search.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You have a mother and 2 young kids in big-time potential danger. So the investigation eventually located the woman's car in the town of Greece. Around 12:30 in the morning on Tuesday, several people got into the car and sped away, leading officers on a high-speed chase.
Oh, so they almost had them.
They did.
They bolted.
They took off going. Mm-hmm. The high-speed chase went through Greece, the city of Rochester, and eventually Irondequoit. In this car, the woman, another person, and the 2- and 4-year-old.
So they're all in this car?
They're in this
so
car.
So they got this.
Well, yeah, but they have to get them to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, that's what happened. The car stopped at the home of the mother of the 2 children.
They were dropping them off?
And the person in the car was taken into custody.
Okay.
Here's where it gets weird.
All right.
Police also ended up arresting the mother, the very person who, it seems, made the call saying that she and her kids were kidnapped.
All right, so mama and possible kidnapper both locked up.
No, just mama.
Right, yeah. What about the wheel?
So they apprehended the other person in the car, but it doesn't say that they were arrested.
Well, they need to kind of doing reckless driving?
Well, no.
Yeah, I would think just for that reason.
There's a twist coming.
All right.
So I'm going to read you a quote from the story. You ready?
Yep.
According to authorities, the kidnapping call could not be verified.
Who made the call?
No, that there was a kidnapping, period.
But
according to police, this wasn't a kidnapping.
Oh.
And here's where it gets weird. The mother was charged with 2 counts of endangering the welfare of a child, 2 counts of reckless endangerment, and unlawfully fleeing a police officer. It turns out the entire time, she was the one driving the car running from the cops.
Oh, when she made that call saying she had been kidnapped.
I don't know. So she made the call saying she'd been kidnapped. Her car gets located.
What was the point of doing that?
That's a great question. She's driving the car.
Yeah.
The kids are in the back. She's leading this high-speed chase. Again, according to the story, the other person in the car was not arrested. So it seems, at least according, you know, it seemed like they were being held against their will by this third person.
So she ain't fleeing from anything then? Or she's not saying she's fleeing from the kidnapping?
There are no charges. No, there was no. She's been arrested for essentially, according to police, lying about being kidnapped and led the police on a high-speed chase.
Sounds like somebody needed attention. What else would it be?
That is the most old man
I know,
take.
I know.
Oh, it sounds like you got a drug problem. It sounds like somebody needed attention.
You know, daddy didn't hug you as a kid?
Okay. The woman was taken to Monroe County Jail for arraignment. The kids are now in the custody of family members, and we are left to try and make sense of what the hell could have happened here. And Tommy, if the allegations are true, I see two potential explanations.
All right.
But as we normally do at the Break Room Detective Agency, we're open to all angles. 252-WCMF.
What do you got?
252-9263. One, did she fake the kidnapping to try and get someone else in trouble? Or at least try to do that?
Well, wouldn't you drop a name?
Well, no.
Like, hey, Ted took my kids?
Yeah.
I mean, she may have done that. I mean, we don't know what the interaction was back and forth. But here's the thing. If you were trying to get someone in trouble, faking them kidnapping you would be an easy thing to do. If the cops get a kidnapping call, they have to act on it.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, well,
they got to show up at that person's house or wherever they are.
And it's not like the cops can ask a bunch of questions from someone that would be calling under duress, saying they're being held against their will. On top of that, how often do you hear about people lying being kidnapped?
No. You don't really hear that many kidnappings.
Thank you. So if that's the case, if hypothetically, if the allegations are true, this woman lied about being kidnapped to get this other person in trouble, could you imagine being the other person in that car? Because you would have no idea
what's going on.
Thank you. They weren't driving.
Yeah.
They are now at the mercy of this person speeding through the greater Rochester area with that woman's 2 and 4-year-old in the back seat. And when the chase finally comes to an end, the cops grab you up because they think you've been holding
you
people against
their
will.
Thank you.
You would have no idea.
But how that all unfolded is so, it would be hard to do.
Would it?
Yeah. I mean, to be somebody who knows this woman and now is accusing me, she's in the car, I'm in the car. She's saying I'm being kidnapped. I'm sitting here listening to this.
But no, but maybe they didn't hear the call in the first place. She could have made the call and gotten in the car and started driving.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the way I believe, the way I'm seeing this in my
head. It sounded like she was rolling and talking.
Well, no, because she wasn't. They saw her and this other person get in the car with the kids.
There had to be some time in between.
The way
now,
I
what's
see,
the plan?
Well, the plan would be, I want this person to get arrested.
All right.
And I'm going to say they kidnapped me.
But there was something also in there about a ransom.
I didn't see a ransom. Could you pull that up?
I'll pull it up because it said the person, when they made the call to the police, said that somebody had requested. That's what I thought. It was like a money thing. Like
a ransom to
but I
who?
Would think, that, but that's what I mean. I think you would have to have somebody else involved besides yourself because who would get paid the ransom if you thought that was going to happen?
Okay, find that detail because that was not in the story that I had this morning.
Because it's got to go into a small paper bag. It has to be dropped off in the park, and I better not see one cop. Or it all goes south, buddy.
I mean, if there is a ransom situation, that changes
what
the story.
What kind of busted-ass ransom are we talking about?
Well, bro, I mean, look.
I'm looking for $500.
That's a lot of money to people.
Yeah, but it's not enough money.
I mean, well, look, if you've got a bill coming that could change your life, it's $500. That is enough money for you to maybe pull something like this. All right, so that puts up a second potential explanation where Kimmy looks for that detail. I guess the third potential explanation, this woman had some sort of breakdown.
She crazy.
And she wasn't living in reality.
Yeah.
And I think that one would make the most sense.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also the stranger of the two situations, obviously. Because, again, it sounds like someone else was with this woman who did not end up getting arrested. If this woman did just have some kind of break from reality, did the other person not see anything suspicious leading up to it?
You'd have to, man.
Well, I don't know what it's like when you have someone in your life that could break like that. Like, was this woman acting normal outside of calling the cops away from this person to report that she and her kids have been kidnapped?
And you're not thinking that's a red flag?
Unless, I don't know. I mean, like, people who live with folks that have these breaks from reality, right? Whatever the diagnosis is, can they flip a switch like that? Can they turn on a dime?
But you've seen it, right? So you know.
But how would you know until all of a sudden the switch flipped?
But you know when it flips.
I think that you overestimate how easy it is to tell when someone is not themselves.
Oh.
For a like a clinical mental
reading. All right.
All right, what do we got for that?
So this is from News 10. It says officers got reports of a kidnapping just after 9 p.m. They got word that the mother and her children, 2 and 4, were kidnapped and being ransomed.
Wow.
The person who reported the kidnapping said the mother was last seen in Oronacoit heading to a location in Rochester, never made it there.
But the woman was arrested for a false kidnapping report.
Yeah.
So does that mean police believe she was involved? Was this a scheme to just try and get money?
Raise money. Grab some money.
And that would make sense.
Like a money grab.
Just was a bad plan.
You're a really bad plan.
Well, but let's walk through that idea. Yeah. All right, again, 252 WCMF. The story just got even stranger. It was breaking yesterday morning while we were on the air. A mother from Oronacoit reports, the call. Cops got a call for this mother. She had been arrested around 9 p.m. on Monday night. Or not arrested, excuse me. Kidnapped around 9 p.m. Monday night, 2 and 4-year-old with her. Cops located the car eventually just after midnight on Tuesday morning. They ended up in a chase. This woman was in the car. Another person was in the car. The 2 and 4-year-old was in the car. The chase went from the town of Greece through the city of Rochester into Oronacoit. Eventually, the car stopped at the woman's house. She got out. She was arrested. The other person detained, but not arrested.
It says the other person was. It says Oronacoit police.
Okay, they were arrested. All right.
That's where that's where they arrested the mother and another person.
Okay. Every other story I had had the details. Good job, 10, for having the stuff that we didn't have here. All right. Question.
Yeah.
If this was for ransom.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you call someone that wasn't the cops?
Who has money?
Unless that's who called the cops in the first place.
The person that got the call alerted the cops that somebody just called me up saying they want money for these kids?
That would make the most sense.
Okay.
So, like, this woman,
like
a mother, grandmother.
Yeah, anonymously reached out to, like, a family member.
It would have to be. Yeah.
I've been kidnapped. That person panicked, called the cops, and this is the situation they ended up in. Okay. All right, so let's walk through that scenario.
All right.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy?
Yeah.
Let's say you and your wife are sitting around one night,
mm-hmm.
and you get a call from your stepson.
Yeah.
And he goes, me and the kids, because he's got two little ones, we've been kidnapped. We're being held for ransom. They want $10,000. What is your first move?
Well, you need $5,000? What are you going to do with $1,000?
Are you J. Paul Getty, you monster?
So what? How much?
$10,000.
$10,000?
They say if you call the cops, like you just said, things will get messy. We need it in a small...
Things will go south pretty fast, buddy.
There it is. What do you do?
I'm handing the phone to my wife.
What? You deal with this.
Yes.
Are you serious? Yes. Are you serious?
You're still in on this, though. Like, it's not.
Well, obviously, I'm still in on it. I'm
cleared. Well, your problem now.
Can I say, oh, look, spam. Anyway, honey.
You're already on the phone, you idiot.
All right. So, yeah. All right. $10,000. Is that per kid?
No, it's $10,000. No,
that's a total.
Are you negotiating?
That's a family group.
With your son, with your stepson.
About a two-for-one kind
That's a Shoppers Club price, right?
Oh, my God. You wouldn't immediately pay?
Of course you'd have to pay. I would be.
I don't believe you right now.
Well, first of all, I don't have $10,000. Where am I getting that?
You got to find it.
Find it for who?
That's for your stepson and his children so they don't die.
My wife's dealing with this. Man, you went to college. You figure it out.
That's you're yelling at your wife to deal with this?
If you went to college, you should have more money than me.
All right, let me ask you another question. Right. We'll send it a little closer to home.
Ooh, closer to home, huh?
All right, your brother calls.
Yeah.
Right? I went outside to handle an iguana.
Yeah. Got jumped.
I got jumped. Somebody threw me in the back of a car. Me and my wife have been kidnapped. Right. They want $10,000 or bad things are going to happen.
Right.
What are you doing? Don't call the cops.
Can't call the cops.
Well, that's what they say. You could call the cops.
But you're also in your 80s. You know what I mean? You may annoy them enough where they'll just release you. So
you're saying the older, the less likely you are.
I got to spend $10,000. You may not live another 10 years.
I
gotta pay, but God damn.
No, you're not.
No, I could see him spending the $10,000 and then asking for his brother to pay.
That's what J. Paul Getty did.
Hold on, because my brother's got money. Both of them do. So I want to be reimbursed.
Okay. That's what I mean. Like, he would probably have no problem doing it, but
it's a loan.
I want that in return. Yeah.
Okay, just to be clear, because I keep referencing something, if you haven't seen this documentary, it's J. Paul Getty, right?
Yes.
All right, so he was
at one time the richest man in the world.
So his grandson?
His great grandson or something like that, yeah.
Was kidnapped by people looking for money, and they wanted X amount of money. They sent his severed ear in the mail to the Getty family when they weren't playing ball.
Yeah.
He negotiated down what the ransom was to the amount that he would be able to write it off on his taxes. I'm not making this up.
It's all true. Yeah, there's a movie about it.
And then gave them the money and charged his grandson for a loan for the ransom.
Yeah, plus points.
With interest.
Yeah.
With interest. And his argument was, if I just handed the money over, all of my grandchildren would be in danger for the rest of their lives, when in reality, he's just a cheap-ass prick.
Yes. He literally had a beautiful mansion, and it had a payphone in it.
Yep.
The legitimate, if you wanted to make a phone call.
Yes.
So you're asking me what I pay for my brother who's in his late
70s. What would be 70s? Your interest rate?
Yeah, I mean, I
don't know. No, because I don't believe you know. What age?
And by the way, he's got money. Just hand him your wallet.
What age is appropriate?
The little ones.
No, okay, so what age is the cutoff where you're not going to pay ransom anymore because they've led a good life?
Or once you've been out and about.
What's out like and about?
And sometimes I know how you run your mouth.
Like older than you.
Older than me, let them go. If I know you run your mouth all the time,
yeah,
and you're a complete jerk,
yeah, uh-huh,
and you get kidnapped, uh-huh, I kind of get it.
So
not that I'm with the kidnappers, but I understand.
So what you're saying is, if either me or Pat or somebody else in your life got a call that said, we're holding Tommy for ransom, we want $10,000 to return him safely, you're saying, like, according to you, we should take your advice and like, hey, he's lived a good life, he runs his mouth, let him go.
I'm one of the good ones.
No, you're not.
I'm one of the good ones.
No, you're not. But despite that, if somebody gave that call, which, by the way, is a totally plausible scenario.
I don't run my mouth.
I would absolutely give them the money. I would find a way to come up with that money. I don't want you to die when I have the ability to save you, you monster.
All right, so let's say you do the right thing, and they release me.
Okay.
And $10,000, and I come back in here next day.
Yeah.
I got a brand new track suit on.
Hey.
I got a $7 Starbucks sitting over here. Like, hey, pass. Appreciate what you did. Sip, 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 sip.
So you would expect that person to pay you back the ransom money?
If you live it all right, yeah. You save somebody's ass, there should be some reciprocation. That's a French word for give me my money.
So, all right, so then that means then,
what was that?
Again, in a hypothetical situation, you get kidnapped. Talking about the story again that happened in Irondequoit through the city of Rochester, town of Greece, Monday night into Tuesday morning. It turns out now, according to 10NBC, there was ransom asked for. According to the police, whoever made the call to the police in the first place, you obviously want to live.
Everybody wants to live.
So if you got kidnapped and they had a $10,000 ransom on you and I gave you the 10 grand, you would fully expect to have to pay me back after it was over. That's what you're telling me.
We go way back. Yes, of course I would have to pay you back. I don't know how.
No, but then that would then create a situation where
I'm broke.
No, would I make the call in the first place? Because if I know I can't pay back the ransom, what's the point of even making the phone call? Do I just accept my fate?
Ooh, death?
Well, I mean, maybe. Unless these people are bluffing. You would have to try and call their bluff.
Right.
Yeah, true.
He might lose some, like, fingers and toes along the way.
Yeah, but he's, you know, he's got plenty of them. All right, one more question.
All right, go ahead.
You and I get a phone call.
All right.
It's Kimmy. She's been kidnapped.
Yeah.
All right, her and her husband.
I can tell by the look on your face. I know where this is going.
She and her husband have been kidnapped.
Right.
Oh, both of us.
Yes, yeah. Okay. Well, because you, the obvious thing would be call your husband. I'm trying to hedge him off.
I got you.
All right, so the Kimmy couple has been
They've been kidnapped. And to release both of them, $10,000. If you don't, we're going to kill them.
Okay.
How do we split this? Do we split this? What's the scenario?
Well, how much do you want for the good-looking one?
But Kimmy's only worth like $1,500. I mean,
of course we'd have to pony up and
do it. Well, no, but like here's
maybe we could do a fundraiser on the radio.
No, because we can't tell anybody she's been kidnapped, stupid.
Oh, all right.
Also, we'd lose money on that somehow.
Yeah, we know.
Like, do we have to split it 50-50? How does this go?
Yeah, we have to split it 50-50. So we reach out, $5,000?
$5,000. We're on the hook for $5,000 each.
Yeah, we'd have to do it.
Who makes the drop?
Ooh.
Would you want to make the drop to see how it goes? Like an old spy movie?
If I could do it, like those old spy movies, I would do it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's how
he's
that
got
would
the
go.
Outfits for
with, like, you know, it's in a park at night. You flash the headlights. You got to drop the bag
off. All right, so you're upset about spending $5,000, but you get the spy movie experience.
Wait, I also want to point out, you're afraid to walk through the parking garage in the morning, and you're going to be the drop-off guy?
Well, in a nice part of town.
All right. I don't think that's how it works.
They kidnapped Kimmy and her husband and threatened to kill him.
Yeah, but let's keep it nice, fellas. Come on.
Okay. Let's do an exchange at the police station.
You know,
it's like an Amazon drop-off point.
You know, it's funny. You want to think that this is a scenario that never happens.
Yeah.
Somebody gets kidnapped and held for ransom. But in reality, if somebody gets taken,
yeah,
and they tell someone, you pay us this money and don't go to the cops or we're going to kill them, this could be happening and we'd never know.
Yeah, true.
People just never say anything.
Yeah. Right?
Well, I mean, yeah, because I
you just really got to get your loved one back.
And you're just, yeah, you're just happy it's over.
Exactly.
It's possible.
But then again, I mean, to J. Paul Getty's point, if I pay one time, I'm going to keep paying. Mm-hmm.
That's the worst part of that. You should kind of get what he's saying.
No,
he was a huge target because
you
was so
get
rich.
What he's saying, you
no,
monster.
But, you know, richest guy in the world. Everybody knew him.
He had a payphone in his mansion.
I know, but that's why he's a rich guy.
Okay.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
There are stores that are destination stores.
There are.
They let the world know your community has made it.
Because they're unique.
You got it. Yeah. And for a long time, those types of stores were out of Rochester's grasp.
Mm-hmm.
But this morning, those days are in the past.
Damn.
Buddy, because we are getting what some men lie awake and dream of.
Where men go.
Yeah.
The manly things.
Don't say it like that. It's the opposite of trying to be a man. You're hanging out at The Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Rochester, New York is getting a Bass Pro Shop.
Damn.
That's right.
That is man's land.
The announcement was made yesterday by the folks out at Eastview Mall. So the Bass Pro Shops will be opening in the old Lord and Taylor space.
Okay.
Quick sidebar. Can you get a bigger difference in two back-to-back stores?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Lord and Taylor versus Bass Pro Shop.
You're going to need new plumbing.
This Bass Pro Shop is going to be massive. They expect it to be 90,000 square feet.
God damn.
It is expected to open in late 2026. And it turns out that this Bass Pro Shop has been a long time coming for the town of Victor.
Yeah, because wasn't there some tractor trailer out there with the name on it?
Yeah, there was a sign there forever, and then that didn't happen. So I think everybody just assumed it was never happening.
So Victor has been in line to get a Bass Pro Shop since 2014, but they could never nail down an actual place to put it.
Yeah.
Now they have, and Tommy, we as a community have reached rarefied air.
Oh, yeah.
Rochester, New York finally has a destination store.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are towns that are excited to get a Target or a Marshalls.
Or a Wegmans.
Yeah. And when that's in your backyard, you don't have to travel 20 minutes to shop. That's great. But those aren't day trip stores.
No.
Bass Pro Shop, that, my friend, is a day trip store.
Yeah.
It's I mean, there's like entertainment to it.
You got it. Now, for those who have never been inside a Bass Pro Shop, it almost looks like a museum.
Yeah.
Like, you've been. Can you describe?
So, I went to two in South Florida with my brother, because that's what you
two?
Do.
Two? You've been to two?
Yeah. So, there's one near Miami, and I told you, it has, like, a replica of a famous boat in a in a moat out front.
Okay.
And then he goes, I want to go to, we're going out to dinner one night, and he goes, hey, we're going to Bass Pro. What are you talking about? He goes, yeah, they got a restaurant, and it's really good.
You went and had dinner, a sit-down dinner at a Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah. So, they had bison burger or something he wanted to eat. So, we ended up going on like a Saturday night, pulling up to this, you know, place where I think you're getting fishing rods and, you know, tackle boxes for dinner.
Was it good?
It was good. It was like standard fare, but he had to go there and eat there.
So to that point, from all points east, west, north, and south, folks will be coming to Victor for the opportunity to shop at a Bass Pro Shop. And right now, the closest Bass Pro Shop to us is just outside of Auburn, but it's a smaller Bass Pro Shop. West of us, they're all up in Canada. So everyone from Buffalo, Batavia, they will be coming.
We're in a drought.
You think people from Buffalo will come here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, rather than if crossing the border?
Isn't it cheaper there, though?
Yeah, but you got to get over the border.
How's that going these days?
But if you live in Buffalo, you're right there.
No, I understand. Go talk to somebody who's tried to cross the border. No,
When my brother lived in Buffalo, they would go there all the time to shop.
My brother went to that.
I'm just saying. I feel like we're a little late to the Bass Pro Shop game. Is all I'm saying.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like people kind of already. The people that like to go to that place have already kind of gone and experienced it in other places.
Leave it to Kimmy to crap on this exciting new thing
coming to
Rochester.
I just worry that
the
excitement of it is kind of worn off a little bit. I could be wrong. I could be totally wrong, and this could be a wildly popular destination for people. But I just think, like, in both directions, there's already stores.
Oh, is that a cool thing that you like? Let me tell you why it's going to suck.
I didn't say it's going to suck.
You're every guy that calls the show right now.
I didn't say it's going to suck.
Oh, is that a good idea? What about the taxes? I'm scared of going to the
Who's
city.
Paying for that?
I got a damn teenagers and the fish.
I didn't say it's going to suck. I just don't think it's going to be the destination you assume. I don't think there's going to be that many people coming in from out of town to see it when there's other closer
places.
Well, I
hope it's going to be gigantic.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCFMF. There are stores, like I said, that are destination stores.
Yeah.
And right now, nationally, it feels like there are three stores people will travel to another city to go to.
What you got?
Bass Pro Shop.
Yep.
IKEA.
Oh, yeah.
And Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Whole Foods wasn't that big a deal here on account of Wegmans being so dominant.
Yeah.
But we're just now an IKEA away from being a genuine suburban paradise.
We big time.
Yeah, that's right. By the way, Eastview Mall, doing a hell of a job staying ahead of the game.
Yeah, reinventing itself.
Because not only are they getting the Bass Pro Shop, they are the proud owners of the first ever one-of-a-kind Dick's House of Sport.
With all that outdoor stuff.
Yep, outdoor
rink. So you're going to have that big-ass Dick's, and then you're going to have that big-ass pro shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like nothing but outdoorsy.
It does feel like it kind of...
There's like a man wing in this mall.
I'm sorry,
now,
can
son.
I just... I'm
the men are taking over this mall.
I'd like to use my first time out of the show. Listening to you try to describe manly stuff makes you sound like such a bitch.
What are you talking about?
Like you... You could not, like, you look at you and you think, wow, that's a sissy man. And then you try to sound like a man, and you go, I didn't think that outfit could get any sissier. I want to be a man at the Man Pro Shop at the Dicks of the Bass.
Where's man's land?
I want to see where all the men are.
I'm looking for a big old pole and a wiggler. Give me a wiggly pole, son.
For God's sakes.
Meet me behind the horse barn. I'll show you what you do with that pole, boy.
With the news yesterday that Eastview Mall is getting a Bass Pro Shop. They're opening up in the old Lord & Taylor 90,000-square-foot Bass Pro Shop that should be open in late 2026. I think you can now make the argument that Eastview Mall has turned into the upstate New York premier mall destination.
Oh, okay.
Because there was a time.
There was a time.
Thank you, where it was the Galleria in Buffalo. That has fallen off a bit. Destiny USA in Syracuse made a play for the title of Everyone Travels
to the
Small.
Didn't that kind of go raggedy?
Huge.
There have been some issues the last couple of years at Destiny USA. But Eastview has like been quietly plugging along.
Yeah.
It's propped up retail, even in shopping centers outside of the mall. Like there's stores in shopping centers off of the mall property that do really well. And inside Eastview, there is now really something for everybody.
Okay.
Right? Like The Bass Pro Shop is a genius move just for the distraction of it, because now you can send most guys in there to kill time when their wives or kids are doing damage shopping at every other store in the mall.
All right.
Like between that Bass Pro Shop and that Dick's House of Sport, that's a full 60 minutes of man time that they're not going to be like, oh, I'm at the mall. Because I'll be honest with you, man. I got 15 minutes before I get that voice in my head like, oh, I'm at the mall. I don't want to be at the mall. This sucks.
This kind of came out of nowhere, though, because was this the spot that they were talking about putting like a grocery store in or something?
Yes, they
was
were,
that a different spot? Oh, okay.
Victor was planning on taking that over.
Man,
putting
that's a 180 there. I mean, it's brilliant. I also wonder, too, you're saying like the Dick's House of Sport and the Bass Pro Shop, places you can kill time, but I kind of see those as two different guys.
Oh, no, I agree. I don't know. Like, Dick's has all that outdoor stuff in it.
But it's more sports.
But yes. I'm thinking of like some guy.
Wait. The House of Sport is more sports?
Way more sports.
Okay, gotcha. What about the House of Douche?
Oh, that's just you.
Welcome
on a throne.
Welcome back. You were saying, Kimmy, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I feel like that's a draw for two different types of people.
There was a big old fishing hole. You know what I mean? Where you go in there and you pull out your fish.
Yeah.
A big, deep, wet fishing hole.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what you'd call that.
Call it Bass Pro Shops.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Kimmy, you know, I'm not an outdoorsy person.
Yeah.
I am excited to go walk around the Bass Pro.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to be amazing to look at.
Like, I've seen commercials where they have, like, you know, like
the big tank
and laser shooting galleries and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I just kind of want to go do that.
Right.
Because, like, even when I go to Dick's, I don't buy a lot of stuff at Dick's, but I like to do all
that
stuff.
Yeah, there's just a lot to look at.
And, like, there's stuff to do.
Look at all them clubs.
I'd like to try.
Test out some equipment you'll never use.
Maybe there are 12 metal bats I'd like to buy. I'd like to use all of them in the batting cages right now. 252-WCMF, let's talk to Chris. Hey, Chris, how are you, buddy?
Morning, guys.
Hey.
Do you think that Bozkov's will be a place of destination for people?
All right. So for those who are unfamiliar, Bozkov's is a department store that I believe is very popular in the capital region in the southern tier.
Okay.
Think like Macy's, Hoffman's, things like that. So they are coming to Greece. Now, Chris, I think that I've been to Bozkov's before. Great store.
Yeah.
They have like an old school candy counter in the middle of the store, which is really fun.
That's unique.
I don't know, Chris. I mean, I'm not as familiar. I haven't felt the need to travel for a Bozkov's, but maybe people will. I don't know.
Yeah, I've never heard of it, but I knew it was outside of Rochester in different areas. So with us getting one,
well, I mean, they're definitely plugging away, letting everybody know there's a Bozkov's coming. I'm excited for Bozkov's.
Oh yeah, everywhere. Okay. And then also, can we get Terry back? Because Tommy's just not doing it anymore for me.
I will talk to Terry Clifford and see if she's available.
So I'm out.
Oh, that hurt your little butt?
Yes, it did.
Oh, your butt hurt? You Wally pipped yourself, stupid. Chris, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. No, we've been getting Instagram messages all day.
About what?
Fire Tommy, bring back Terry.
Somebody just called and said there is a Bass Pro Shop in Buffalo near the Galleria Mall.
That's a Cabela's. Now, Cabela's is owned
by
Bass Pro Shop.
Maybe that's what they were meant.
Okay.
So I've heard from two different kinds of people.
Yeah.
There are people that believe Cabela's is just as good as Bass Pro Shop because it's owned by Bass Pro Shop.
Oh.
And there are people that believe like Cabela's is like the busted off brand of Bass
but
Pro
it's
Shop.
The same stuff, right?
I don't know.
You say rods and reels and crap?
No, I got the impression, and if I'm wrong, tell me, 252-WCMF. Cabela's and Bass Pro Shops carry the same products, but Bass Pro Shop is more of an experience shopping than Cabela's.
Can you buy a boat at a fishing boat?
A Bass Pro boat?
Like there. Oh. Do they sell like a boat on a trailer I could like take home?
Kimmy, can we look that up?
Because that would be pretty wild.
You're going to buy a boat?
Outboard motor and all the whole thing.
Yeah, I got the boat. I know.
Oars.
I know.
Are there
Why would you need oars with an outboard motor?
In case the motor cranks, kicks out.
Got that?
Then you got to row. Rover your boat, you idiot. Why don't you go row over to Terry Clifford's house since she wants a job?
I will. I would love to do that. It was one of the most fun days of radio I've ever had.
It was a great time.
She was super nice to me.
Are there different levels of Bass Pro Shops? Like, are there ones that probably do sell boats, but like those are more rare because they're like the big ones, the big ones?
Well, like I know
the mecca of Bass Pro Shops.
I know that the Bass Pro Shop in Auburn, which is about an hour from us, it's like I guess it's one of the smallest Bass Pro Shops in America.
Well, there's not a lot of people around there.
Well, I get it, but it's the route. It's a truck driver route. So there.
Oh, you know what we should get?
Oh, here we go. What?
You know, and you would be thrilled as me.
What?
If we got, this is like the ultimate new destination.
What?
A Buc-ee's.
I would love a Buc-ee's.
Buc-ee's right off the interstate would be amazing.
Yeah, I agree with you. But again, I don't think we have enough traffic coming through here to
justify. No, but it's a down and up and down the thruway.
Down and up and down the thruway.
People going?
No, but think about.
Like, Cullen going?
Okay, but the Buc-ee's are at like places where there's like four major highways.
Give me a half a Buc-ee.
It would be like near Erie. Like, I feel like that's where a lot of people pass through.
Yeah.
You know,
she's
going in different directions.
How far will I drive for brisket?
Oh, I would drive. I drove to Erie for Golden Corral before I came here.
Right.
I drove to Erie for Chick-fil-A before I came here. Yeah, I would drive to
Buc-ee's would work.
Bro, you and I would go to Buc-ee's today if it was in Erie. No,
it is pretty cool.
I don't know if it would work, though. Would it work in Erie?
Oh. I don't care. Just give it to me.
Okay, calm down.
Yes, Bass Pro Shop sells a wide variety of boats through its boating center, so I don't know what that means.
So there ain't. Yeah. I can't just buy a boat there and take it home.
Maybe there'll be a boating center. It's a 90,000 square foot store.
That's plenty of room for a boat.
By the way, buying a boat at the mall is not a new thing. They have boat shows at the mall all the time.
No, yeah, but this is like anytime I want, the boat's sitting there, I go buy it. The boat show comes around once a year.
No, like there are boats in the mall like two or three times a year where you walk through the mall, the RV show. No, I know there is a boat show.
Yeah.
I understand the boat show exists.
Yeah.
I'm saying
there are like security there.
He does actually. Watch your boats.
We lost all the boats.
There are like two or three times a year when you walk through the mall, they have the boats out.
All right, but that's not the same as like going to get the experience with all the other outdoor stuff. This is like a boat next to a pretzel shop. That's the same feel.
I mean, pretzel in a boat sounds kind of nice.
I would kill for
boats. No pretzels in the boat.
Why? It's dry.
Don't eat in the boat.
Erica writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. Again, we're talking about this Bass Pro Shop. It's going to be opening, according to Eastview Mall, in late 2026. 90,000 square feet.
Damn.
Erica writes us, wasn't there a Bass Pro Shop in Henrietta for a while, or am I thinking of something else? I believe that was there was a Gander Mountain there for a little while.
Yeah, it had that rock wall and all that crap.
You got it. I believe there's a Field and Stream there right now.
Okay.
Next to the 50-plus community apartment and the parking lot over there. And then there was another outdoor store. Was it Galleon's? That was like way back next to the Rayburn Flanagan.
I thought they kept like changing the names of those joints. Like it was a Dick's, then it was something else.
It was it Field and Stream?
It just never really worked over there.
Something like that.
Which is that big shoe store was.
Fun fact I just learned. Bass Pro Shops in Auburn sells boats.
Right.
There you go. Right. There you go. And no pretzels either.
Don't get me a damn boat.
Nisa writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. She says, we don't even need Terry back. I think Timmy was a step up from Tommy.
Timmy.
I didn't say it.
Right. People are very cruel.
All right, so Luke is making an argument. We were talking about destination stores. I argued there were three of them in America right now. Whole Foods, which didn't really do it for us because of Wegmans. Mm. IKEA and Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah.
Luke is arguing Costco seems to be a destination store. Mm. Yes. I went Sunday.
Maybe you got a BJ's. So they're kind of the similar.
No,
thing.
If people who are loyal to Costco will argue that it is wildly different.
Do they have like their own brand of stuff or something?
Costco?
Yeah,
they do. Kirkland Original.
Yeah,
you can buy sweatpants, peanuts.
I mean, like their food and everything. Or?
Yeah, that's what. Oh. Yeah, you can buy Kirkland Original peanuts, Kirkland Original sweatpants, Kirkland Original guacamole. So the same people
everything.
That make your sweatpants will make your guacamole.
Oh,
by the way, when you talk about boats, not only does Bass Pro Shop sell boats, Kenny writes us on Instagram. Bass Tracker boats are made by Bass Pro. They make their own boats.
God damn.
Damn.
Oh, Bass
makes sense.
Pro Shop boat.
Boat.
Boat made by Bass boat.
You can buy yourself a fishing buddy.
Oh, and Devin does bring up, I want to bring this up before we leave. The most remarkable of all the Bass Pro Shops lives in Memphis, Tennessee. It's in a pyramid.
Wait, that pyramid in Memphis?
So in Memphis, they built a pyramid sports arena.
Yeah.
The Memphis Grizzlies played there when they moved there for the first time. The University of Memphis played there for a little while. They did concerts, a whole bunch of stuff.
So it was originally something else.
They were going to knock it down. That's where Tyson fought Lennox Lewis at the pyramid in Memphis. They were going to knock it down. It was bought by the people of Bass Pro Shop, and now a glass pyramid in the middle of Memphis, Tennessee is the world's largest Bass Pro Shop.
So it's inside the pyramid.
It is inside the pyramid, ladies and gentlemen.
God damn.
So if you're looking for a destination, you can get a Buc-ee's along the way.
Ooh, yeah, many Buc-ee's.
All right, let's take a break.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal Ark machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Got to hit the timing right.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we could be talking a difference of
$1,000. $1,000?
No, legitimately, I'm not exaggerating because.
And that's just your ass.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I can't miss this. There's no way.
I think you're doing the right thing.
I do.
Well, I mean, how many times does an event like this happen where you can drive to it in an afternoon?
Every 32 years?
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, if you're lucky.
Right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. All right, if you listened to the show yesterday, you know, we talked about the Jays going to the World Series, Brighton high school graduate Ernie Clement having the season of his career. He's one of the best performers in the playoffs.
Wow.
So far, he's going to play in the World Series.
Okay.
It's awesome. And not only that, you have the Dodgers and arguably one of the best baseball players in history, Shohei Ohtani.
Is going to be
right. He's coming to town, right in our backyard. On top of that, if you listen to the show or you're watching the live stream, you know that I am a Jays fan, so it's my favorite team. There's no way I can't go.
Yeah.
All right. So,
no.
Tommy, I talked on the air yesterday about how while the Jays were on this miracle run the last like 3 or 4 months, my wife, I've been watching all the games and my wife would watch some with me and I got her all gassed up.
Yeah.
Like, if they go to the World Series, we're going. And she's like, oh my God. And she got all excited.
Yeah.
So the schedule came out and Friday night game one and Saturday night game two, she cannot go.
With the
kids and with work and everything.
The doctor.
There's no way she could go. So then I reached out to my brother, and I was like, if I get tickets, we're going.
Oh, he's got to be in.
My brother, absolutely not. I cannot spend the night in Toronto.
Mr. Hot Dog.
Can't drop everything he's doing. He's a busy guy.
Mr. Hot Dog doesn't want to go.
Whoa.
So we talked on the air around 7 o'clock. You know, if I managed to get tickets when they went on sale at 10 a.m., do I go by myself?
He's just counting down the time.
And Kimmy watched
me. Me and Timmy, we were both watching Pat. Like, freak out.
Really?
When 10 o'clock hit.
So I had sat on the Ticketmaster website for 5 hours before they even went on sale.
Okay.
All right. So here we go. Tickets go on sale. I didn't even get in the queue.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's how many people. So your husband got in.
So he got in, and I think he was, like, number 32,000 something in line.
God damn.
Yeah.
To buy secondary tickets.
Sounds crazy.
No, this was from the box office.
Yeah. Which sounds crazy, but I guess people were way further behind than that even.
So one of the guys upstairs who was looking to go, he got in. He was 212,000 people away.
Oh, jeez. But this is a unique World Series because of Ohtani, and how many Japanese tourists are going to fly to these games that have bank.
I didn't even think about that.
So they were saying, I think it's 80% of Japanese tourists that go to Southern California go to a Dodgers game.
That's a
great
question.
But what's weird, though, is didn't you say the Dodgers ticket, like the tickets for the Dodgers at home
are less,
weren't as expensive?
They're going for less than the Toronto tickets are right now.
Well, the Dodgers are been there a few times.
Well, they won last year.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the situation. I did not get tickets at face value, and I call my wife, and I go, look, I can't get tickets. I'm not going to go. And she goes, no, look, you're going to go.
Okay.
And she booked me a hotel in Toronto for Friday.
So you got a little hotel. Okay.
So I go, I'm going. All right, I'm going to go. And she goes.
Solo trip.
Yeah, here we go. Now, here's the problem, though. My wife doesn't understand how this works because my wife seems to believe there is a secret website you can go to that will sell you
like one nobody else has checked.
Yes.
Wait, there isn't? What about the dark web?
Can I tell you last night? So she books me the hotel and I go, all right, I'm going. I'm going to find a way to get into this game on Friday. I'm going to go up by myself and just soak it all in, right?
Yeah.
Last night we're sitting around and my wife looks at me and she goes, have you tried MajorLeagueBaseball.com yet?
Wait, they got one? Wait.
Okay.
Major League Baseball got a website?
In her defense, I think that in a relationship, there is somebody that is really, really good at getting tickets and somebody that is very, very bad and they marry each other. Because if I had to get tickets for something for my husband, I would be lost. I'd be so lost. He'd be getting upset with me because I wouldn't be looking in the right places, doing it the right way. I'd probably get scammed at some point.
How stupid do I look that if there was a way to get tickets?
Well, you do look that stupid. You're not, but okay. You do look that stupid.
All right, so here's the situation. Tickets on the secondary market right now are insane.
Yeah, they got it.
Yeah.
They're insane. Last night.
There's no cheap ticket.
No, there
it
is
just
not.
Just doesn't exist.
You're talking like just standing around, like standing room only.
Standing room only or $1,000.
The arena.
Yeah, and you may not see much.
Yeah, you would have to, if you got standing room only seats, paid $1,000.
You could be near the urinal.
You would have to line up at like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon to be the one of the first ones in the building to get
find your spot.
And not move. You cannot move. All right, so now that I have the hotel, I'm going to Toronto, and I'm going to get into this game. The question is when I pull the trigger on the one seat that I'm going to buy.
I see. I'd be getting nervous, but I just want it done.
Yeah.
I want to know I got it, and I'm going. Because I don't want to know, like.
But it's a gamble. Because you could do that, and yeah, you're right. You're safe. You have your ticket. But then you could watch the prices drop and realize you spent hundreds of dollars more than you needed
to. How could they drop
that much? Or it could go
much?
The other way, but you never know.
All right, so I'll give you an example. Last night, the in-the-door price all night long was around $1,200.
Okay.
All right?
Jesus.
This morning, there was one ticket that was on StubHub a little while ago for $766. And I came in here to you guys, and I was like, do I pull the trigger on 766?
You got to go. That's it. Done.
I feel like they're going to drop more.
So you do?
I do.
When, though?
I don't know.
So why are they dropping if it's such a big game?
Well,
so,
it goes up and down. I don't know.
It's like the stock market. It really is. Like, I feel like a day trader right now. Like, I'm freaking out. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. There are, first
you
of
want
all,
some Coke?
You
change by the hour.
You have people that buy these tickets, planning to resell them. They set this super high pie-in-the-sky price, and then when that doesn't get, they start to bring them down throughout the week. You also have people that live in Toronto, right? Mm-hmm. They got on there, got those tickets right away without having anyone to go with or, like, plans, and they realize they can't go, and the tickets get put up, and that drives the price down. So that $700-something ticket is now gone. The cheapest ticket right now, and it's a terrible seat, is $843.
So no, it's back up.
It's back up again.
Mm-hmm. Because of the Japanese tourists.
But it's also lower than it was last night. Like, there are now several 500-level tickets that are in the 900s.
What is the 500 level?
That's the highest of highs.
But that's all the way up.
You'd have a better view watching from the CN Tower.
All right. So you could touch the needle.
You could. I think I'm going to wait until Friday.
Wait. You're going Friday.
Yeah, I actually.
So you're just going to do this while you're driving up?
I may actually wait till I put my feet in the hotel room. I feel like that's got to be the best way to do it.
Right.
For something like this, though?
What if it goes ridiculous?
Yeah. I mean, I guess
go to Gretzky's for a burger.
If you're willing to pay potentially like double what they're going for now, it's worth the gamble.
And here's what sucks. Here's what sucks.
You don't know.
This is what's bad.
Yeah.
Hear me out.
Okay.
See, like, you go to Toronto, let's say you can't get in a game.
Yeah.
Like, you can't have any fun in Toronto.
Well, yes, you can.
No, you're a married man. You can have zero fun. The fun you can have in Toronto has been washed away from time. So you can't have any fun Toronto time anymore because you've aged out.
You can have fun in Toronto.
No, you can't. Where are you going
to
go?
For something like this, you could go to a bar and still have fun.
Oh, hey, let's go to the Improv and sit by myself and see Improv.
Maybe I'll go to Yuck Yucks. Do 5 minutes. How about that?
Again, then nobody's having fun.
Look.
Yeah,
I'm getting into.
You got to get into that.
I'm getting into the game. The question.
That would be my fear.
I just like you're talking him into this, and I did not think that you would be on board with this plan at all.
Well, listen, he's a sports.
You're like, it's not worth it. Better on TV. Blah blah blah.
No, but I listen. I've seen this kid since day one.
You get him now.
I have always got him. I just don't let him know.
Okay.
So.
No, we're getting vacation, Tommy. That's just it. Vacation, Tommy's about to wear off.
Go spend the money, man. It's gonna be totally worth the experience.
Just basically, like you're chintzy. You're not gonna spend.
I would spend for something I really wanted to go to.
Man.
If I was like a huge Blue Jays
fan.
Games and I go to games.
Eat rancid mountain food.
What? So
I think they call it vittles.
My wife, I don't think she realized how she checkmated herself here.
Oh.
Again, 252 WCMF. I couldn't get tickets from the Jays yesterday, face value. So now, after I call my wife sad, like I'm not going, my wife heard the sadness in my voice. She couldn't handle that.
Yeah, sure.
I'm like a teddy bear. So she booked me a hotel room. I'm going to go up by myself. I'm going to buy one ticket at some point, but now I'm just watching the secondary market, and it's been coming down from $1,200 to get in the door. The cheapest ticket today was $766. That one's gone. It's now back up to $843.
Yeah.
But I'm going to wait. I'm going to hold out thinking I can get the best deal. You're right. If I am in Toronto, I will buy a ticket. The question is, is it going to be a ticket $600 less than what it is right now? Or am I going to have to spend?
Yeah, well,
I going to have to use the credit card my wife doesn't know about is the question.
Oh, the circuit card. Because you got to have a tap out price. That you can't do. But here's the thing.
If I'm there, I don't know if there's a tap out price, man.
They've got to have a street party. Like around it. It's Toronto. That would have to be insane if you're into that.
Okay.
I mean, that would be an option if you can't get in. You could almost hear the game.
No, because that was Timmy's solution.
Timmy is street party kid.
Well, no. So when he's a Cleveland fan.
Yeah.
And when they were in the World Series a couple of years ago, he went to Game 6 elimination game to go watch it outside
of
the stadium.
Yeah.
One
and
of those bars.
But all I heard was like, you're right. You're hearing the
crowd. Yeah.
If I'm there,
tease,
I'm going in.
Right. But it's still a cool experience. I wonder, because you know how there's the hotel that overlooks the
the Hard Rock.
The stadium. I wonder if there were people that booked that for other reasons for this weekend that are now going to get ticket to the show.
Well, so there are only, I think, 5 rooms that have the window that shows
it
the.
Yeah. This? Oh, okay. Yeah.
But no, so my wife looked into that hotel room.
Because I was wondering, I bet you there were people that were just going this weekend before they knew they were going to be in the World Series.
That's
the
a great
mayor
point.
Of Los Angeles has probably got that room.
Okay, not that room. I'm sorry. Just a room in that hotel.
Yeah.
There was a hotel that is attached to the stadium.
Yeah.
Do you want to guess what a Friday night cost to stay in that hotel?
So that's got to be $2,000 a night.
$2,500 a room. That is the cheapest room in that hotel that
night. I can't
believe
they even have a room.
God damn.
252 WCMF. All right, Mark says he's got the perfect plan.
Oh,
Mark, save me here, buddy. What do you got?
Good morning, Tommy. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Pack up the pilot. Let's go. Here's the thing.
Okay.
Girlfriend's out of town. She just left this morning for a trip. Party boat, Mark and Pat Duffy. Let's go up to Toronto.
Yeah.
If we don't get into the game, we party all weekend.
You can't.
We
you can't do it. This kid's dangerous.
No, bro.
This kid, Mark, is dangerous. I love him. He's dangerous.
Why? Why you say he's dangerous?
Bro, he goes to Toronto. He's gonna die face down in a stripper. And then he's gonna go where the chicks dance.
All right, so Mark,
I just said welcome.
I know, but I also know what you are, man. You have no throttle, man. You're just all out.
Mark, here's the problem. The room that my wife got for me, because one of my buddies also reached out and was like, I'll go with you.
We don't even need a room.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that, Mark.
He goes all night.
Yeah, I'm not doing
it. It'd be like going with Sam Kennison to a baseball game.
Mark, thank you for the offer, though. That was not a solution. Thank you. I have a good rest of the day. Hey, spend time with me. I'm trying to have fun.
I just want to point out, everybody that's sending us tweets, messages, everybody's saying wait it out.
I don't know
if they're doing that to sabotage you or if that's legitimate advice based on their experience.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm Mr. Tickets, man.
Yeah.
I've done this 1,000 times. I used to scalp paper tickets, buy them from scalpers all the time. If you watch Bills tickets prices, for example, they always come down. I think you got to wait it out.
But this is a unique situation. Because I think it's such an international game now. You got people coming in from all over the world to see this game.
I don't think
think about this. It's probably cheaper to watch that game, unless you're flying into this country.
Yeah.
It's probably cheaper to go to Toronto to see this game than to Los Angeles.
I'm fighting the 5 million people that live in the GTA, the Greater Toronto Area, not Japanese businessmen.
Yes, you are.
He's so convinced.
Oh, my God. He just wants – he's so fascinated by Japanese businessmen. I
know. Yes.
Very strange.
They're the coolest people.
Well, no, it's because from a distance you kind of look like a Japanese businessman.
But they're all into, like, Elvis and Westerns and stuff.
All right, hey, if anyone's got a line on a ticket, like my wife says, somebody's got to know someone.
Call Major League Baseball now. See what they say.
Hello. Hello. Major League Baseball?
Hello, Pat.
Pat Duffy, The Break Room. Maybe you've heard of us before. No? All right.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.